Is Oates doing Hall and Oates songs?
I don't think Oates can do Hall and Oates songs.
So what is Oates
That's the
doing?
lawsuit.
What is Oates doing?
He wants the right to sing those songs, but I think Daryl Hall has the rights to those songs.
As he should.
As he should.
He's a singer.
I don't know. I'm with you. Daryl Hall is the man.
He's
But
the
I feel like
man.
Oates.
Last time I checked, when you watched that acoustic rock version of Out of Touch that I played for you, and it blew your damn mind. And I'll we can play a little snippet of it here in the show if people don't know. If you don't know, you Googs, you YouTube the, I think it's Hall & Oates, you Out of Touch live acoustic. And it's fucking sick. And Hall is playing that shit on guitar and singing and carrying the whole goddamn thing.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt. But that's a team. Like,
It's a team.
that's stuff to kill over.
But
Especially that long running, that big, all that money and all those hits. That I would kill somebody.
I mean,
Oates has an argument, man.
well,
He
this is
helped.
right. Does the band have a right to carry on without the original singer to
No,
play those songs?
I don't think the band, but if my name
It's in it.
is on it, then yes.
Like Simon and Garfunkel.
Simon and Garfunkel, right. They got to share that shit.
Can't go out and play Paul Simon songs. Paul Simon shouldn't be playing Paul Simon and
Right.
Garfunkel songs. That's what you're saying. Like Paul, you can do Call
And
Me Al, but you can't do Like a Bridge Over Troubled Waters. Like that, he can't do that solo, is what you're saying.
like your folks from Metallica, those
Okay,
members,
we're going to Metallica.
they just can't go out and do Metallica songs by themselves.
Without Hetfield.
Right.
You gotta have Hetfield.
But if I'm Hall and Oates and I'm Oates and I'm like, I'm about to sing, I can't go for that. I better be able to sing I Can't Go For That without Daryl Hall.
This is interesting because we just did a music podcast. I did a little show with my buddy Johnny Barnes, shout out. And now we're back at it again, talking about the bands on the road, bands on the run. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. And I always find it very interesting. With the dynamic, people have different views, and it's always interesting to hear how people perceive that, especially when guys, unfortunately, or gals pass away, maybe a band takes on their songs. I always get a little, I it always rubbed me the wrong way. Like it rubs me the wrong way when a
I
singer
mean,
is replaced.
take a look at
Okay.
Jackson
Okay.
5. Any of those brothers can go out and do Jackson 5 songs
Sure.
with other people because it's
Sure.
why it said fucking Jackson 5.
Five. Count them.
Now, Jermaine can't go out here and start singing Beat It. He can't do it.
He
But that's
could,
Mike's song.
but then
But that's Mike's
people,
song.
that's
That
Mike's
belongs to
song.
Mike. Just like
Right.
that little pastor in the back of in Australia, it belonged to Mick,
He did belong to Mick.
it belonged to Mick.
Nah, needs garlic.
He made that shit up to impress her,
I know he did.
and it did impress her enough to go out and get some water with a gator with a thong on.
With a thong on and then open those legs.
Oh yeah, to see that ass.
You are a barbarian.
Every town has an Elm Street.
You know, when family and friends get together, there can also be a lot of drinking and drugging, and that's why it's so important to pick your friends, the party you party, you know what I'm saying.
Meow.
You're only supposed to blow the bloody doors off.
Ghosts and goblins.
Yeah, used to be shithouse.
It's a good change.
Got to catch the red eye.
The rest of us, Comic-Con.
Welcome to Comic-Con's podcast, the geek podcast for the rest of us. My name is Nicholas Stevens, and I am your host, but in a way, aren't we all? Joining me live from the ZWM Box 350 in Westminster, England, is none other than Mei Morimoto.
Sir Squirrel Poop.
Sir Squirrel Poop. Now, Sir Squirrel Poop, thank you for joining us tonight. We have quite a few things to talk about, from drones, Israel, Gaza, Hamas, and the like. But before we dig into current affairs, the Comic-Conzies have barraged us with a multitude of items to discuss. News of the like, of the pop culture variety. What if we, can we keep a highbrow like attitude for a whole show? Could we try that?
High society type stuff?
Yeah, you know, like, I mean, granted, you got a Darth Vader in your background. I got a little Death Bird on mine, you know? So good.
Because my thing with Vader right now, every now and then, I go back to the second best Star Wars movie, Rogue One. Mm. And I love the interaction that Darth Vader had with our guy from, you know, Rises. I just like the fact that this is Anakin Skywalker, but after he put that mask on, everyone addresses this cat as Lord Vader.
Vader. Right, right.
I don't know if the Emperor put out a memo across the entire Galactic Empire. When you see this guy coming around, you address him as Lord Vader.
It's not unheard of, or it's not that hard to believe that maybe somebody might have missed a memo.
If you go back and look at the entire franchise, nobody just went up to him and said, "Yo, Darth."
Or even not even that, but nobody said, "Who are you?"
Right.
Listen, Sith Lord, or whatever you call yourself. You know,
I think nobody dared
say Anakin.
I think Obi-Wan had the balls to be like Vader, called him Vader, and called him Anakin. Yeah.
He didn't call him Anakin in the series. Oh, in the series. Okay. Yeah.
Right. Not in the movies, but in the series. I thought he hit him with one more Anakin, and he didn't like that shit.
He didn't like that shit. It's like calling Batman like Bruce. Don't call Batman Bruce.
Don't call Darth Vader Anakin Skywalker. He hates it. Mm.
He hates it.
But yeah, go ahead. What you got? We'll keep it highbrow.
No, I just thought it'd be, I thought it would be interesting.
Just call me Thurston Howell.
And my name is Percival Maximus. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Get that reference. Who is Thurston Howell?
Who the fuck is Thurston Howell?
Who is Thurston Howell?
He's a pundit on the Pornhub channel for the pornographic news. I believe they
know your comics, but I see you don't go too far back in your TV stuff.
I guess not. Is it the Million Dollar Man?
The rich guy on Gilligan's Island.
Oh, right. Yeah, the old Gilligan's Island.
A couple old fashions, though.
Just a couple old fashions. Which one was hotter? Marianne.
It was Marianne.
Who wasn't? What was the movie star's name?
Ginger.
Ginger.
Yeah, she was a slut.
They didn't call her Ginger in the theme song. They just said the movie star,
right?
And Marianne, like they didn't. Mm-hmm. The skipper too, you know. Mm-hmm. I used to watch some of that in syndication.
You mess with Gilligan's Island. I mess with Gilligan's Island back when Nick at Night was really Nick at Night.
I think before Nick at Night, I think it was on regular syndication during the day.
It didn't come on syndication, but Nick at Night flipped that shit up and it threw in with Get Smart, Dragnet, Green Acres, and one more thing on the Dick Van Dyke Show. Nick at Night was the shit back then. Because it was wholesome before TV Land.
Well, you could fall asleep to it. It was a good lullaby.
You definitely could fall asleep to it. And then Alfred Hitchcock would bring up the rear end.
He would bring up the rear end.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd wake up watching Rear Window.
There you go.
There's something out my window.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that guy just murdered somebody. Somebody got to call the cops.
How was that? Was that good? Pretty good, Stuart? Yeah. Not bad.
Not bad at all.
Mm-hmm.
I asked the Comic-Cons is what they wanted to talk about. There's been a lot of news this week. You know?
Has it?
There's been a lot of news.
Okay. You'll be filling me in.
I guess we don't need to talk about world events. We'll save that for highbrow episode for another.
I definitely don't know what world events has been going on this entire week.
You've been under a rock, so to speak, a proverbial rock.
Not really. I haven't paid attention to any news this week.
Okay. Well, you watched the.
It's not on purpose. I just haven't paid attention to any news.
Understood. It's not one of those things I typically. You know, a lot of times you and I just kind of talk about stuff as it comes up. We don't really do a whole news episode, you know. Mm-hmm. But I thought this would be interesting since I picked the brains of the people that listen to the show. And I thought it might be interesting to, like, you know, throw their picks out and just kind of go off of their picks, you know, and kind of go one by one down the line, you know. Because otherwise, I feel like we'll just end up talking about Mom Swap.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Free use, MILF.
Or free use MILFs.
Yeah. There you go. Gotta love those free use MILF.
Not bad.
It's like they're getting fucked by a ghost and yet they still feel pleasure.
I think you like it when they have like whole conversations in the kitchen.
Yep.
Like if there's more than one MILF.
Like if she's cooking and he comes up and rams her from behind while she's pouring gravy on the dressing.
Right, and the gravy's getting everywhere. I can't even say gravy.
Right, and she's having, and those, the free use MILF actresses may be the best actresses.
They may just be, because imagine holding a conversation while someone's just.
Yeah, you know, just ramming and
ramming.
And you climax while you're pouring gravy. And to keep your composure through the whole thing.
To keep the composure.
That's dedication to your craft.
That's dedication,
know?
Yeah.
You know, and I love a good acting porn star. Yeah,
I've always loved a good acting porn star. I've been saying that before anybody.
Give
I mean,
me the story. I want the story.
I want the story. I don't want to just go right into it. Yeah. I can't go right into it. I don't want to go right into it. I don't need
to. I want the story, not the interview. You know,
right?
But sometimes they get the interview. All right, we're here today. What's your name?
Yeah. I don't need all that.
It's Sparkle McFarkle, and then, you know.
Right. Have you ever done anything on camera? You ever done anything on camera before, huh? I don't want all that. But you know what I want?
Couch. I miss that casting couch. I do miss casting couch.
I don't miss the casting couch. Here's what I miss. I miss an elaborate 20-minute plot. Give me an elaborate 20-minute plot where mom's gone out to get groceries. She's gone. Babysitter's over. You know what I'm saying? Messing with the babysitter, but then the mom comes home, sees the stepson messing with the babysitter, and then the mom has to, you know, she gets all hot and bothered because, you know, the husband's been away. He's traveling, you know, they've been sleeping in separate bedrooms, yada, yada, yada. And so she gets all excited. The milk's going bad. She drops a couple of fresh produce, and then before you know it, it's off to the fucking races, you know? Maybe Nina Hartley shows up for a good time. Maybe Evan Stone. Who knows?
He didn't like that casting couch. It was real.
It was too real.
Oh, you don't like it being too real?
I've said this before. I need to know that everyone's okay. Casting couch almost gave it a vibe like, I don't know if these people are here against their will or not. You know what I mean?
I mean, obviously they're not against their will. I mean, they
if the cinematography looks like it's being shot in the back of a 7-Eleven, it kind of bothers me.
Gotta love that one camera shot. You know, that's all I need.
I like a couple of angles.
Let me know that you went out your way to film yourself fucking your girlfriend. That shows me you care.
So you like that amateur?
I love that homemade. Not amateur. I love homemade. It's a difference. Amateur can involve some OnlyFans shit. Homemade.
I don't
sitting
think
that fucking telephone up on your dresser and not telling your girlfriend, let's get it on. That's homemade.
Oh, the fact that she doesn't know.
She doesn't know.
Mm. And that's the show, kids.
So you said we got some Kanzi up?
Yeah, sure. We got some stuff here. Okay. Play me a little intro music, Johnny.
Ba-dum, 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 ba-dum.
Ba-dum, 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 ba-dum,
I don't think you have the copyrights for that. I don't think you can keep going with that. I don't think that's why I didn't add the sax to mine. I just kept the bass. I don't think you got enough for that Mancini family.
If anybody wants to cover the Pink Panther theme and send it our way, we can get away with that.
Oh man, that'd be nice to hear a Pink Panther cover.
Right?
With a harp.
With a hard cock. All right, breaking right into it. Let's talk about this for a second. Mm-hmm. You're gonna be impressed. Our kamikazes know the show. They know that when I say, what do you want us to talk about next? Some people are going to throw some Batman 89s our way. Some people are maybe going to talk about Robocock's? Oh.
That's Freud, a good thing right there.
Freud was right.
That sounds like that, you know, early 2000 porn.
Our early 2000s.
Housecore porn. Robocock's.
Robocock's. So let's not stand on ceremony here. Let's get the big guy out of the way first. You want to get the big guy out of the way?
All right.
Get the elephant out of the room.
Let's get the big dick out the way.
At Turok 89, Lady Gaga Harley. That Joker 2 trailer dropped. So I wanted to pick your brain about it. I haven't talked to you about this. Offline, online, behind the trees, in the woods.
Right, because you don't like that Joker shit anyway.
Not really. Mm-hmm. But I will say this, and I said this before I saw the trailer. I am a little intrigued that this is a fucking musical.
Mm-hmm.
I got a musical constitution, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of a musical fan. I would say closeted, but I wouldn't even say that. I feel like most people know that I like to get a little music, and I like to sing from the rooftops. I haven't heard any of the songs, but it sounds from the music they were playing over the trailer. It sounds like it's going to be emotionally.
Just like A Star Is Born.
Sweeping. Yeah, a little Star Is Born there. Yeah. Yeah. What did you think? What were your thoughts? What was your takeaway?
I like the trailer. I want to know where we're going to go with it. You know? I don't have my hopes up for Batman. I'm just saying. I would like to see another villain or something pop up in this.
Would you want to see a Batman?
No, I don't want to see a Batman. Mm. I would like to hear of a Batman. How about that?
Ooh, you know? I like that.
Obviously, Bruce is still somewhere. I'm thinking Bruce is maybe a little bit older than a teenager by this point.
Because he was a kid in the first one, right? He was a teenager in the first
parents
one?
Were still there.
The parents were still alive.
Right. So and I'm Thomas, guessing
Thomas was kind of a dick.
Yeah. Other than that, I am hoping for another rogue to be in this movie. Give me one more villain.
Mad Hatter.
Somebody like that. Just don't give me... Don't make it the whole Joker-Harley love story. Just don't make it all the way like that. Give me one more bad guy.
I think that's what we're getting. We're getting a Joker-Harley love story with songs. If I was a betting man, which I'm not, but if I was, I would say the songs are probably what? When they're like in their own mind and they're crazy and then they snap back to reality after they've murdered 20 people.
Right. And my hope is that Killer Croc shows up for a good time.
Oh, I mean, I mean, I love a good creature. I love a good Killer Croc or a man bat. If I can get a man bat before I leave this earth, you know,
what if Joker gives you a man? What if Joker gives you a Dr. Kurt Langstrom? Oh. But you don't get the creature.
It's enough.
That's enough? Okay.
It's something.
It's something.
Right? Not sure.
Not sure.
Not stoked.
Yeah, not stoked. Because like I said, I've only watched Joker 2 times.
Yeah, I think I've watched it once.
Yeah, because that shit is dark.
It's really dark.
That shit was dark. But it was good. It wasn't a bad movie. It was just fucking dark.
I remember liking it, yeah.
Yeah, it was crazy. Like, I felt bad for him.
I didn't love it.
Yeah, I didn't love it, but I can at least say it was a good movie.
Yeah, like, I can say it was a good movie.
I can't say it was a bad movie. I can't go back and forth watching it.
Mm.
And I'm sure Gaga is going to give her all in this anyway. She looks like a good Harley, but I don't think she is the doctor in this one. I think they already said she's crazy.
She looked like she was an inmate, but that doesn't mean she's not a doctor. I mean, she could have been a doctor, and then the movie maybe just starts off with her being an inmate, you know.
But isn't the original story he makes her crazy?
Yeah, so maybe they're just tweaking that a little bit.
They're tweaking it, right? I'm with it. It looks good. It looks good.
Yeah, I think it.
I mean, especially that smile between the glass. I thought that was a good touch.
Yeah, visually, I love that. Whoever's doing the cinematography on this, it looks great. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like La La Land meets fucking Clockwork Orange, dark with some music.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of music.
Could care less about the beginning, the end. It's the middle part.
It's just the middle part, right. Just with
just
him.
With him. Yeah.
Just with him.
Yeah.
Just with him. Van Halen. Mm-hmm. Okay, from Boo for 81. Talk about Van Halen. Let's talk about Van Halen. We talked about bands, ironically, at the top of this show. So let's back up. Are you Sammy Hagar or David Lee Roth?
It's tough.
Not tough for me.
So wait a minute. The cover that had the baby angel.
I think that's Hagar.
The cover that had that baby angel. I love that out. If that's Hagar, then I'm Hagar. But I believe, yeah, that probably is Hagar because he left out the day and he did 55.
He did. I can't drive. 55!
55!
Maybe the baby album is David.
That's Roth?
Maybe that is David Lee Roth. I don't see it on my list here.
No way! Van Halen.
Yeah, that's 1984.
1984, so that's Roth.
Yeah, that's Roth.
That's Roth. All right, I'm Roth.
Yeah, so you're Team Roth. I guess I have to be Team Roth, man. He's, it's not that Hagar doesn't have pipes. You know, although people that chimed in after Boo for 81 put Van Halen out there because, you know, Boo for 81 will just randomly, he's a longtime listener, friend of the show. Anytime I posit a question to the Kamikazes, he'll always chime in with something like this, you know. Mm-hmm. And he knows it's kind of an inside joke because he knows I've never been like a Van Halen guy. I've always been like a grunge guy. I like my rock to be like introspective and moody and not about having a good time and fucking... And I think Van Halen, like when I was younger, I always thought they were kind of like party rock to me. They were just like, I'm half a teacher, you know, like all that mm-hmm. shit. Like it was just party, having a good time, fast cars, women. And I didn't respect it as like rock because it wasn't serious enough. And then I got older and I realized I was just full of shit. I was just a moody emo kid and I needed my rock to be emo like me. Mm. And then I got older and I realized that shit, it just hits. Like, it just hits, especially like that earlier shit, especially with Roth on the vocals. Like the shit just hits,
mm-hmm.
and it's feel good fucking rock, you know.
Very feel good fucking rock.
I think Hagar came around and they had some ballads, you know. They had when Hagar came around. I remember like the big difference I noticed was the one right now. Got your phone. That's like a fucking Pepsi commercial. Right now,
didn't Marty listen to a lot of Van Halen in Back to the Future?
Yes, loved Van Halen.
You're gonna rock. No, he was just listening to Hagar. That was when he went to Biff's casino and stuff, and they were playing that. They were playing that Hagar when Marty walked up to the casino. You're gonna rock.
That's right. That's right.
Because Biff had he fucked up Hill Valley.
He did. He turned it into a ghetto. He turned it into a ghetto.
For betting on horses and shit. Bill right. Fucked that town up.
Somehow, this idyllic, you know, poster child, nuclear family, suburb of America in the 50s turned into a fucking ghetto overnight.
Man. And that casino... Because we all know if we all had that almanac, I would do the same shit that Biff did. I can guarantee you I'm betting on, you know, the Lakers and the Bulls.
I mean, Marty wanted to do that.
Marty wanted it to, but Doc had to be a bitch. Oh my God. Ooh. How did Doc do that? I didn't make the time machine to bet on games. You know, that was the best thing. And whoever wrote that into Back to the Future 2 was genius about that.
Well, the question is this, like, why did you make the time machine then? Just to explore time?
And to answer that question, was it why? He said it.
It raises an interesting point that you just said, like, I didn't build a time machine to bet on games. Well, then what the fuck did you invent it for?
He said something, and you go back through the movie. He said something like, I want to know why, and something about women.
Mm.
He wants to know what's the deal with women. But he didn't build a time machine for gambling.
He didn't meet his wife.
Hmm? He didn't have a wife.
No, but he did meet his wife in
he did meet his wife, yes.
By traveling back in time. So I guess that's the poetic thing, like, oh, that's he invented this time machine and then he ultimately decided to destroy it because he decided he wanted to, even though he eventually turned that into a train. Because he shows
the up. DeLorean, the DeLorean is parked outside your house right now. Where are you going?
I think that's pretty easy. That's pretty easy.
Where are you going?
I'm going back to
that. I know. I know.
I'm going back to 1989.
Oh, I was going to say 9/11. Okay. All right. Okay.
Are you bringing that up because of what I told you? Remember I told you that? I said, I told that to a guy at a moon base. I was like, you can go anywhere in time. Where would you fucking go? And he goes, I'd go back to 9/11. I'd try to stop 9/11. I was like, okay. All right. Okay. Check, please.
You go back to 1989. You just want to go back to see that fucking movie?
I'm going back to see that movie. And then I'm going to relive all of those great movies in 1989. And I'm going to relive the 90s, but as a grown-ass man. That's where I'm going.
I don't think you'll make it to throughout the 90s. I think you'll be.
You think I'd overdose? Think
make it past, I don't think you'll make it past 95.
Oh, what if I just, like, that'd be insane, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I go back in time to relive the 90s, and then I just get hooked on fucking heroin.
Yeah.
But he never got hooked in heroin in the 21st century. Mm-hmm. Somehow going back in time without Jen, he got hooked on heroin in the 20th century.
He knew the effects.
He knew the effects. He's beginning to believe. What about going into the future, though? Because he does go into the future.
But how far did he go into the future? He went, what, 25?
Far enough?
No, he didn't even go 2025. What did they do? They did
2015.
2015.
And it was what, 85?
They were 85, and so they were flying cars in 2015.
Right. But that's my point. So let's just say you go...
give me 2075. That's a while.
You think we'll still be around in 2075?
I'm thinking at least by 2075, we should have at least warp drive by then.
I mean, we as humans. Do you think humans will still be
here? Yeah, we'll still be here. 2075, we'll be here. 3,000, I don't know.
That's only 25. That's only 25 years away.
3,000, I don't know. I don't know.
3,000, you don't know. That's only 25 years away from your original plan.
I truly believe 3,000, something has evolved by then. How long have we been here? How long has man been here? A little bit over what?
A very short time.
200, maybe 300,000 years now?
In comparison to the formation of the universe, it is
in
small.
In comparison now. It's about time for man to change.
It's about time for us to change.
We should be growing tails or something. The mutants should be coming about.
You're talking about physical evolutions.
Okay. Right, I'm talking about evolution should be happening.
Not our brains or our survival instincts or anything like that.
Here's my theory. I say at least by 2040, a new type of Homo sapien is going to pop up. There's going to be a Homo something else.
Mutants.
It's going to be Homo something else.
Mutants.
And that's gonna be the new type of human that's gonna take us out.
The next level in genetic.
It's either here's my thing. It's either they're gonna have bigger brain capacity, or they're going to come with two dicks.
so now you're talking about Neil Patrick Harris from Starship Troopers, when we've evolved to the point in the future where he can like start reading minds and his brain is enlarged. He tapped into that piece that we didn't. Part of the medulla oblongata that we didn't tap into before, and now he can read minds. He can talk with the bugs, you know.
There you go. Something should be happening to the Homo sapien at least by 2040. We've been here long enough.
2040 now. We're pushing it back. So not 2075, by 2040.
No, 2075. Mm. I said that's when I just want to go into the future. You were saying you were saying we're not going to be here. I said we're still gonna be here. Mm. I said by 3,000, I don't think we're gonna be here. I'm saying by 2040.
2040
a human should start growing a tail or extra dick. I don't know. Something should start happening to
us. You just like that number. Less than 20 years away.
Less than 20 years away. Mm. You've only been here a little blip.
I'll be in my 60s, and you're telling me I might grow a tail.
You gotta be. You gotta be watching on TV. The first guy with two dicks.
It's not gonna be us, is what you're saying. It's gonna be.
It's definitely not be us. We're already. We got too much radiation in us to grow one more.
Radiation.
Right.
That's interesting. So we've polluted gamma the earth so much. We've been soaking up those gamma rays, and we haven't evolved.
Right.
But our children's children will have either two dicks, two pussies.
Or one big ass brain.
Or a brain.
Yeah, one big ass brain.
I'm
thinking it's gonna happen in the brain.
Okay.
Right. I'm thinking the brain is gonna evolve.
If the brain could evolve. Can I get a little Bing Crosby on this? If I only had a brain.
Because can you believe that it was six type of human beings on this earth at one time?
Can you believe this? That there were these things called dinosaurs on the earth at one time?
Dinosaurs. We take the DNA from a frog and we get the code.
What if there were X-Men?
What a scene. Jurassic Park. You don't run into it enough.
Nope. We're shifting gears.
Don't mess with it. I don't know why you don't mess with it enough.
I don't really
Jurassic Park.
I don't get the fascination.
Stands.
The first album is good. The first movie is good.
You know? Right. Even Lost World was good. You don't mess with the Jurassic Park.
I don't know. By the time Lost World came around, I lost interest.
Did you really lose interest? I didn't lose interest. It was the third one I lost interest.
I was trying to do a segue to this next
okay.
Kamikaze. Pachanga says X-Men 97. Let's talk about it.
You say Vegeta said it?
Pachanga.
Oh, I'm about to say, who's Vegeta?
Vegeta. X-Men 97. We got to talk about it.
What about it? Let's talk about it. Okay.
Episode 5. I haven't talked to you since episode 5 dropped. I watched episode 6 today. Are you all caught up?
Nope.
Okay, so I won't say anything else about X-Men episode 6. But you saw episode 5.
Yes.
And your biggest takeaway is
Happy Ace Nation.
Of Base. Ace of Base. Okay.
Ace of Base. Happy Nation. Yes.
Mind blown. First reactions, first thoughts.
Whoever thought of that episode to throw Ace of Base into that one scene. Mm-hmm. And that same matches that song so well.
So well, right?
Yeah.
It rivaled the party scene in Matrix when they're all grinding on each other in Zion, you know?
I will go as far as saying Rogue had a better interest than Selena Kyle in Batman Returns.
Ooh, face to face. But love and night.
Right. That's Susie and the ghouls.
Na, 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 na.
So who had it better?
Come on now, Pfeiffer. Listen. There's only one. There's only one. The menage de la trois. The script for this episode.
Like, they put thought into this. They were like, okay, at this point, we're gonna let these millennials know that this isn't their cartoon that they used to watch back in the 90s.
This is not your grandparents' X-Men.
Now we done broke off. Now this shit is in that invincible range. Now this some real shit. Now
some real shit.
Yeah, because Gambit was talking and Nightcrawler was giving him that wisdom, man. And Madeline Pryor too. She had that sorrow for Gambit. She could feel
it. She felt for him. Yeah,
right.
And I feel like you really feel the Rogue and Gambit relationship more than you did in the original cartoon.
Of course, yes.
You know, it's heavier. And of course, the thing with Magneto and that love triangle, all that's right there, you know?
But
and Magneto,
I'm not even jealous with the Magneto because Magneto had a point.
He could touch her.
He was right.
And he was right.
Yeah.
You know? And by the way, the whole scene when they're in the council room or whatever, and White Queen and Sebastian are there, and they're trying to convince Magneto to be the leader of Genosha, and there's words being exchanged with like an undercurrent of, should we trust this guy? Do we not trust this guy? Why do you want me here? And he agrees to do it if Rogue can be by his side. And it's like, oh my God. And then even Remy takes a bow and says, you know what? We'll just be friends.
We'll just be friends, yeah.
We'll just be friends, yeah. And then he saves her ass when that fucking crazy half-dead sentinel with three heads comes out of nowhere and annihilates half the goddamn island, or at least we think so. We don't know. I guess more to be continued. That whole thing, I mean, it's just, I was not expecting that. I was not expecting it to be just that hard cut into that.
That was a hard cut. Because it was all beaches and...
Yeah, it was building up. There was something building up. You knew something was going to happen.
I didn't think we was going to get a death.
I did not think we were going to get death.
I didn't think we were going to get a death. Yeah.
Even when Cable came sliding out of there with that same Wolverine voice, like, turn the music down. And Logan's taking a back seat in the series so far. He's not...
That's the best part.
He's not front and center.
Best part. I've been telling folks this is the best part about X-Men.
Mm-hmm.
This shit isn't about Wolverine ruled that 90s show.
He did.
Like every other episode, it was about fucking Wolverine, which wasn't bad.
He was good.
Which wasn't bad, but I was like, damn, it would be nice, you know, to get a little something else. Even as a kid, I said it would be nice to see what Cyclops can do, or Gambit. Like, I mean, they gave each character one shots where this series now, it's going deep into those characters.
It is. It's just very well written. Everybody gets to shine. We get Scott Summers being interviewed by the press, and he gets to lose his shit on them for once.
Right.
You get to see him actually grieving his kid being, you know, thrust into the future, a.k.a. Cable, you know?
Right. It's showing Scott Summers can actually lose his cool. Like, he's not always the uptight leader guy.
He's just a regular guy like the rest of
us. He's just a regular guy, you know, that had his kid taken away from.
Right. You know, and you would see that pan out in the original cartoon a little bit when they'd go through something, but then Apocalypse or Omega Red would show up and then we'd change it.
And they balanced the show out.
Right.
Well, you don't have to feel for the character no more.
Because it was mainly a kid's cartoon trying to sell toys. Now they know those same kids are all grown up now. They know who their audience is.
Right.
They know
they're playing right into it. Yeah, they're playing
right into it.
Yeah,
you know. Right. You think Magneto's dead though? I don't think he's dead.
I don't think he's dead. I think Gambit is dead though.
Mm.
I think Gambit is dead.
Right. Yeah. He's gone. She touched him. She couldn't feel.
And so with that, like I said, I haven't seen this next episode. But what is your theory? Where are we going?
Well, I feel a little bit like cheating. But I can say this because the episode after this focuses more on the Storm thing and gets into where Professor X is. And that's all I'll say. So we do see Professor X like we thought we would. Mm-hmm. And it gets into the space stuff. So I'm gearing hard, hence my background. That's, you know, you get to see old Deathbird come back, you know. Mm-hmm. And she looks great in the animated series. So where we're going with this, we got about six episodes left. Four episodes left, actually, after the one that just dropped. And for them to wrap this up in a pretty bow, it's got to come down to one antagonist. And I'm still thinking Sinister's behind everything. Because I don't think Trask or those guys would have revived that Sentinel somehow and had it looking the way it did. I feel like something else revived that Sentinel. I'm also kind of going off the comics. In the comics, it was Xavier's twin evil sister, Cassandra Nova, who used an old Sentinel to officially wipe out Genosha. You know? And that was in the comics, and it was fucking a big turning point for the X-Men. I think if you kids want to googs, it's Grant Morrison X-Men circa 2010. But it's that run. And I like how they're kind of jumping around, even though it's X-Men 97, they're kind of jumping around and adapting different storylines. Like, even with the Madeline Pryor thing, they're giving her a little bit more love, too. And I don't think we've seen the last of her turning into the Goblin Queen, either. I think, I don't know if she's still 100%, you know?
Mm-hmm.
She probably has some trauma, too, after sending her son away and then leaving her baby daddy, you know? She seemed like she was cool, but... And that's the thing. The X-Men, it's like one long fucking soap opera. It always has been.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be interesting to see. My question for you is this, though. Where the fuck was White Queen during all that?
But wasn't she? No. Remember, something hit the telepaths or whatever in all that madness. Something hit them. I think the thing is, I think that she was there, but she's probably in her diamond form, and she was able to block it. But all the other telepaths got hit. We saw that with Madeline Pryor when she went down.
But it would have been nice to see Emma even in diamond form.
Oh, just working. You want to see her get to work.
Doing okay. Something.
Yeah.
I don't think it's just strictly Sentinels. I think the Sentinels were being controlled by something else. Nimrod?
Because Cable did say.
He's here.
It goes against your Cassandra Nova. Cable said what? Cable said he's coming.
Mm-hmm. That's why I think it's either Sinister or...
But that's the thing. Why mess around with what we had before and why not introduce something new?
Because we already saw Sinister and he
we saw Sinister, but that's a one shot. That's something to throw the people off. I'm saying with this guy right here, with this Bastion theory, it's basically a new type of being that has combined Master Mold and a Nimrod Sentinel together.
I would love it if we saw Nimrod.
They formed this thing. Not Stephen Lang.
He said he's here. He could be referring to Sinister. He could be referring to Nimrod.
Why would
Sinister
have something to do with the future? Sinister wasn't ever a time guy.
Unless
Apocalypse was a time guy.
We get him in Age of Apocalypse, though. We get Sinister in Age of Apocalypse, which is an alternate future.
You get Sinister
future.
In Age of Apocalypse.
You do. But
I'm with this Bastion theory. I think it's a Master Mold Nimrod combo guy.
Well, we did see Nimrod in the opening credits of this newest episode.
Right.
We also see Sinister again in this new episode, but I won't spoil anything else since you haven't seen it. But that doesn't mean he's necessarily behind it. That just could mean he's part of it.
He
might not be the mastermind.
Because I'm just saying, it's too easy to say it's Sinister or Apocalypse. It's too easy.
I do want to see the Age of Apocalypse, though, because we only saw like a taste of it in the original series, and that would be sick as shit.
Yeah, but that's all you need, though. You got it. You don't need to see nothing else.
No, I don't need that. I'm talking about Age of Apocalypse. I want to see like that future... dystopian future with Apocalypse and Magneto and Rogue are married and they're leading the X-Men and Magneto's got the braids and shit. I want to see that. We only got a taste of it. You know, Wolverine's missing a hand, you know, I want to see all that shit.
Now, as the show is going, do you still want more Wolverine shit?
I think they're going to give him us in a big way.
No, are you just okay with what you get? Got right now.
If it ends and this is the most I got was him getting hurled at a Sentinel in the first or second episode, nah, that's not gonna fly. I'm gonna need at least one awesome scene with him.
Do you they need don't... Omega Red at some point?
Of course I need Omega Red. Hello, Logan. Tovarish. Got to have that.
This 97, now it's on that. It's on that invincible shit because Scott Summers said, "Damn it, yeah."
This 97.
He never said "damn it" in the original cartoon.
Yeah, he's pissed.
Hey, he was pissed.
He's pissed. Speaking of X-Men, why Rogue is MVP on X-Men 97? She really is fucking MVP.
Right, there's a lot of focus on her. But it was a lot of focus on her in the original series, too. Rogue had a good opening in the original series.
I would agree with you. I would argue that the cartoon made her more popular than ever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she was a big deal in the comics, but I think the animated series kind of skyrocketed her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in terms of being a very likable,
it made her really cool.
Right.
Yeah.
And I love what they're doing with her in this, you know?
But Rogue was never shown as just like one of the low tier X-Men. She was the top. Like, they needed Rogue on half of those missions.
I can't remember if she's X-Men Blue or X-Men Gold. I think she's X-Men Blue. It's her, Psylocke, Jubilee, Wolverine, Cyclops, and Gambit.
But isn't there always confusion about what Rogue's powers are? Power is the absorption.
Yeah, she can siphon your power.
She doesn't always have that strength. Is that correct?
For whatever reason, they gave her superhuman strength and flight after she stole the powers from
Marvel.
The original Captain Marvel, putting her in a hospital.
Right.
And that's why she has those powers constantly.
Right.
You know?
But I guess subsequently, if she holds on to you for only a little bit, she only gets your shit for a few minutes. If she hold on to you until you fucking go into a coma, I guess she holds on to your shit forever. That's the way I try to rationalize. I mean, hashtag comics, you know? Yeah.
Because it always differs in different versions. She's either going to be able to absorb without her strength, or she has a strength and she can absorb. It's always changing with her.
And then when we got the movie version, she couldn't do shit. She just absorbed.
She couldn't do shit. And I was pissed.
I was so pissed.
I was like, how does Packin not do nothing?
Because they couldn't make her fly yet. We weren't there yet. Short of this.
They never got there. They never got there.
She could have done a Chris Reeve, lie on a table, put a green screen.
Was Roll in Apocalypse? No.
No, I think she showed up in Last Stand.
They stopped after what?
I think Last Stand.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
She showed up at the end of Future Past. She showed up at the very end of that. Yeah. Remember, because he shows up after fixing the past and everybody's there. Right. And even Kelsey Grammer's like,
right.
Logan, you're late for class. Aurora!
Charles!
Good
time at X-Men 97.
There's going to be a live-action Last Ronin announced at CinemaCon. Mm-hmm. This is the TMNT storyline where it's a dystopian future. Everybody's dead, but there's a Last Ronin running around, right? Righting wrongs, and it's going
to
be a live action.
Everybody wants to get real nowadays. Everybody wants to get real. You just can't keep four brothers together.
So
you
I
gotta kill three of them.
So I guess you're not impressed,
huh?
The comic was cool.
I'm impressed because I would like to see a realistic version of the turtles. But do you really got to kill the other brothers though? I don't think so.
I mean, you do if you do the comic.
You do if you do the comic.
Yeah, and it was very popular. I think this comic was so popular, like it launched. I mean, obviously they've never had any problem making money.
What are we looking at? Late '90s, early 2000s?
No, this was recent. This was within the last few years. The Last Ronin was a book that came out on IDW, and Eastman and Laird still put it out.
Oh, that's all you had to say.
But I don't know if they were the writers. They were like the kind of like the. Kind of like Stan Lee, like would be like, oh. Stan Lee presents. They were like presents, so they helped put it out. And I forgot who wrote it, but it's essentially like this mystery character. We don't know who it is.
We don't know which turtle it is,
right? And he goes around fucking basically Frank Millering it as a Dark Knight Returns type.
It's definitely
type
Raphael.
Shit.
It's got to be Raphael.
It's actually not Raphael. It would surprise you who it is. Even though he has the size and the sword, and that's another thing too. He uses all the weapons. So you don't know until towards the end who it is.
It's
if you want
Splinter,
me to tell you, I'll tell you. But I'll
it's
you know what?
Splinter's
I don't
lost
tell
son.
Splinter's lost rat bastard son.
Man.
He fucked April O'Neil. April O'Neil gave birth to a child, half turtle, half rat. Why half turtle? Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's intriguing. It is funny that
I think it's going to be good. You know? It's definitely a different take on the. On the characters.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, we've always seen them together. They always been together.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're dead.
Dead as Dillinger.
It's dead.
And I don't want to see them die. I'd like it if the movie just starts. I don't need an origin story. Just start
the
movie off.
Graves.
Just give me the graves.
Like they did in X-Men. Just says Cyclops, Storm. Ruin those graves when Bishop saw them. It just said Cyclops, Storm, Wolverine. Like, damn, you can't give them their real names?
No, they can't be buried with their real names. Damn. Here lies Cyclops.
That's all it says. It, Jubilee was dead. Oh. Like, oh, my God.
You can't even say Jubilation Lee? Come on now.
No, it just said Jubilee. Last Ronin. Looking forward to it.
I think it'll be good.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about a crossover movie with Transformers and G.I. Joe. I've kind of talked about this before.
Been waiting for it.
They actually announced it, so now it's actually happening.
Yeah, been waiting for it. I mean, then they hinted towards it in Snake Eyes.
Apparently.
Not Snake Eyes. I mean, the The Last Transformers. Yeah, The Last Transformers.
So you had to tell me that. I didn't even know about that.
Yeah.
But
we're going to get Thor as a young Prime.
Like, it should be so insane. Like, the movie should be absolutely insane. Like, it should be like Star Wars level. Like, this is a whole nother world. This is not Earth. Don't try to ground it in anything with, like, the Pentagon or any of that. Ground it in, like, this insane world where, like, we've developed as a society where we have these fucking crazy people fighting these other crazy people all the time. You know? But, I mean, I guess they had, like, senators.
I thought they did that. With Channing Tatum.
I don't know. Maybe I got to go back through them. I remember they had these, like, glob things that they were, like, firing and shit.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it took so long for them to come up with Cobra Commander. That was my beef.
Maybe, like, that's what it was.
It took too goddamn long. I wanted to see Cobra Commander with that helmet and that mask.
Yeah. You know? I want to see Destro. I want to see Tomas and Zaymot.
Right.
You know?
Right. And so they just played with it. They didn't get serious about it. And I think that's where they fell off. They didn't think people wanted to actually see those characters. But we do.
I would be happy if they just did a live action, shot for shot adaptation of the G.I. Joe movie.
Right.
I'd be fine with that.
Just like, and yeah. Then to go back to that last run, it wouldn't hurt if they gave me Bebop and Rocksteady in there somewhere, you know?
Give me the Bebop and Rocksteady that we deserve.
Right. Yeah.
You know? Didn't we get it though in the newer ones?
Yeah, you did. We did get the new one. Yeah.
Oh.
But they weren't as kooky as it was in the cartoon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you remotely interested in Margot Robbie developing a live action movie based on Monopoly?
Yes. Yes.
And moving on.
Because I want to see how somebody is going to do a shot with whoever owns Boardwalk and Park Place.
Mm.
Because once you run that, you run everything.
Right.
Yeah, you run everything. Unless you can get those corners where, you know, Indiana and Tennessee meet, you know, right there at free parking, that corner right there. You can kill folks right there.
Yeah, and how are you gonna work in the whole going straight to jail, you know?
And then that going straight to jail, yeah.
Like, Jesus.
You know, rolling doubles three times. Yeah. But I think she can do it. I mean, if Barbie is any evidence that, you know, it can be done, like, I feel like a good Monopoly thing could be done. I don't know how you dramatize it, though.
Yeah.
Because I guess you just have to make those first few properties really, really poor people.
I was going to say.
And that Oriental properties over there.
I was going to say, how are they going to touch? Are they going to make this about, like, class structure? And
I bet it's probably about class structure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There'll be like a little.
But that's what it is. Like, when you come
just,
off of
just those, to get the far right mad about this movie the way they were pissed
when
about.
When you come off
Barbie.
Of those are your cheap properties. Mm-hmm. And then when you go past jail, you start going up a little bit. When you head down St. Charles and you get to St. James, the rent kind of goes up.
Rent goes
up. But once
up.
You get to like Illinois and Indiana and that B&O Railroad over there and you get to Atlantic and Marvin Gardens, the rent really goes up.
It goes up.
And then once you pass that jail thing, you got Pennsylvania, and then you got Boardwalk and Park Place at the end. That's highfalutin stuff. That's Wall Street right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it.
Middle America is right after you come after the Oriental Avenue. But you got to remember, it's the utilities and the railroads. Always remember that.
Always remember the railroad.
Always remember that the railroads can break you. You know, no matter what. If you land on a railroad, buy the railroad.
You have to buy the railroad.
Have to buy the railroad. You get all four railroads, how much is your rent?
$100.
$200. You don't play Monopoly enough. Okay.
Do I watch Fast and Furious enough to want to do a whole episode on Fast and Furious? Because we did get a request to just Fast and Furious, just do it already. I'm assuming they mean the franchise.
Wow. I would go as far as...
No.
I would go as far as Fast Five, and then that's it. No further than that.
People have brought this up before, so it's actually interesting that every time somebody writes in and say, you know, just talk about it already. I probably would like the movies if I gave them a shot, wouldn't I? Because, I mean, they're just fun, dumb movies, right?
Like I said, after Paul left, I think that's, for me, it was no point anymore. Because I wasn't there for Dom. I really was there for Paul Walker. Paul Walker had me in Fast and Furious.
I've just always been a snob. I've just always thought they were beneath me.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't.
Other than that, I mean, you're not a car guy. And that vroom vroom doesn't do nothing to your balls. It does something to me, you know. Vroom vroom and good looking chicks, you know.
I don't mind the occasional good looking chick, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. or chic, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, and I can appreciate a good car chase scene like anybody else.
Right, and then like I said, they just got ridiculous when he was pulling helicopters and shit, and. I don't know.
He's not Steve Rogers.
All
right. Right? And he's not in a tumbler driving on rooftops.
What is that scene? What is that scene? What is that scene? That's Winter Soldier?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So it's like they took the best thing from, like, Winter Soldier and then the best moments from, like, you know, Batman Begins. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that fucking arm. Look at that. Damn, that's some meat on that bone. Look at that. Looks like meat's back on the menu, boys.
Rogers. Oh man, how hungry were they? They were running for a long time. Those orcs.
They were tired of eating those little shrubs and berries.
Yeah, why can't we have any meats?
Oh, I like my meats. Looks like meats back on the menu, boys.
What about them? They look good.
They don't have meats.
How about that? How about that, Jackson? He's thinking about reloading that Lord of the Rings stuff again.
With what though?
They said it's another good storyline. Morgoth, the Morgoths.
I'll tell you what. Peter Jackson gets in that car. I'll ride shotgun with him.
You ride in it?
Yeah.
But you don't ride too hard for the Amazon Prime show though.
Oh, I do. I love
you.
It.
Do
okay. Yeah, I loved it. When it came out, I was hyping it on my socials, and I was mm-hmm. I was all about it. I talked about it. Mm-hmm. I was just talking to a friend about it the other day. I was like, it's actually really, really well made. He was like, really? I'll check it out. Like, it surprised me people. I mean, because it was really expensive. They put a lot of money in it.
It was very expensive.
But a lot of people didn't watch it.
No.
Not as many as you would think. I mean, I think it still did well enough, but... For something that expensive, they didn't make all their money back on that.
No.
But I thought it was good. The story was good.
Mm-hmm. I like where it's going.
You know, it's interesting that they're kind of writing it from scratch. They're not really using pre-existing stuff. They're using some stuff that was in the books and kind of building off of that, you know? So I guess, you know, if that can be done, then yeah, why not?
Yeah, but like I said, it's good storylines out there. Jackson is thinking about, you know, starting the franchise back up. And whatever this Morgoth saga is, they said that's the next best thing to LOTR.
I mean, he owned from the year like 2003 on to like 2013, 2014. He owned that whole decade.
Yes, yes.
I mean, between the Lord of the Rings and then the Hobbit movies. And I'll never forget where I was when I saw the first Lord of the Rings movie. And we heard that Cate Blanchett narration.
The world is changing.
The New Line Cinema logo fades, and we hear the... And she says that. And then, and you're just like immersed into it immediately with that. And then I knew, when you saw those swords, then I knew. I was like, oh, this is a real deal fantasy film that we haven't had since the likes of fucking like Willow or some shit, you know? I mean, they don't make a lot of good fantasy.
That was a good time. That was a good time for movies.
Yeah,
because that's peak Matrix.
Peak Matrix.
That's peak Lord of the Rings.
Peak X-Men.
And peak X-Men.
Because Peak X-Max, X2 came out 2003.
Right. And.
And they came out at Christmas.
And we were going through Star Wars stuff.
And we were going through Star Wars.
We were going
Wars
through
stuff.
Prequels.
I think Revenge of the Sith was. I think it was peak prequels.
Right. And we were getting good Spider-Man movies.
And you were getting that Harry Potter.
And Harry Potter. That was a good time for movies.
Oh, dude. It was like great because you'd have Christmas come around.
Right.
You knew you were already seeing either Lord of the Rings or
Christmas.
A Harry Potter
Christmas,
movie.
I was ready for Two Towers. No, Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving mm-hmm. was Two Towers. Christmas was Return of the King the mm-hmm. next year. And Christmas was Revenge of the Sith.
That was great.
Yeah.
That's when you want a Star Wars movie. You don't want it in summer.
No.
You want it in Christmas.
Right.
You know? You want a Batman movie in the summertime.
You don't want a Batman movie during Christmas?
You can have it set Christmas.
Huh? Have it set in Christmas, but yeah, released but in the summertime.
You want it to be 85 degrees outside while you're in the cold theater slurping
right,
down
because all
diet.
The Dark Knights came out summertime, right?
Summertime, baby.
Yes. All Dark Knights came out summertime. Even the Batman Forever came out summertime.
That's where you want to be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No? Lord of the Rings.
Lord Reboot, of the Rings.
I think it might be good. Whatever there's Morgoth.
Hit us up if we know anything about Morgoth. Hit us up if you know anything about free use MILFs. Hit us up if you know anything about this. Do you know about this animated Lord of the Rings movie?
No, I don't know.
It's like, it's not Knights of Rohan, but it's something like that. It's an animated
like
movie.
Like the original animated movie.
How about that it? Shit? How about that original? How about that original? Oh, man.
Can't top it.
That original Lord of the Rings and that original Hobbit?
That shit was dark.
So dark.
Right. I didn't know a cartoon could get like that.
That Ralph Bakshi, man.
Hmm.
The same guy who would give us Cool World, that same animation.
That type. Hmm.
Yeah. I think the guys that did Hobbit did Thundercats. And then the guys did Lord of the Rings, like that style animation, that was all Bakshi because they used that rotoscoping thing where they would have real photography and then animation behind it or in front
oh,
of
yeah,
it.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Oh, it was so good. Mm-hmm. You could do a movie like with all of that now, and I'd still be impressed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Don't do shit like that now.
I'm wearing an animated Lord of the Rings. I could take that.
I forgot what it's called.
I'll take an anime style Lord of the Rings, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. What I know about that's not your thing. I know that's not your thing.
I would take that.
Yeah.
I would take
it
in
Japanese.
I would take it.
Would you?
Because I could follow it. Because I know the story. Because I know the story.
Oh, okay.
You know. I tried watching Evangelion or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
For the... A friend in Kamikaze said that it's a human effort or something to that effect.
Mm-hmm.
That it's a monumental thing to experience, and I'm missing out if I don't watch it. And I watched it, well, two episodes, and I couldn't stick with it.
I think you might like Solo Leveling. You might like that. It's easy
okay.
to follow.
Solo Leveling.
Like Solo Leveling.
Solo Leveling.
Yeah.
Is it on Tubi?
It's on the Crunchyroll. I don't know if you invest in
Crunchyroll. I don't have a Crunchyroll.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have. I guess I need to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Waiting to Die Alone.
Yo.
Can we not do that anymore?
That what's really that? Thing?
You know. Crunchyroll. Can we not do that? Like
Crunchyroll, but don't you still do the raving my grief? What does he say? What does he say in Inception?
Like an
no,
old,
no. What does he like, say?
Like an old man waiting to die alone, filled with regret.
Filled with regret.
Filled yeah. with regret.
Yeah.
Waiting to die alone.
Mm-hmm. Alone.
Yeah. Yeah. See, and Gotham City must be around to die.
Yeah, see, if you can still do that, I'm sure you can still do the other thing too.
Oh, Anchiro.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Just having a good time right there. Just... Wow.
Pause it. Question before we call it quits. I know it's late. Do you think David Wong, aka Lopan, would be offended if we quoted Big Trouble Little China to him with the Asian accent? I think he'd be into it.
What quote?
Nice dive, Mr. Burton.
I'm sure. No. That's because that's how he sounds.
Right.
Yeah. A girl with green eyes.
Egg Shen.
Ah.
You sound just like him too. Egg Shen.
Egg Shen. Egg Shen.
Ooh.
Love that movie. I'm gonna have it buried with me. Yeah, I want that DVD in my casket.
Mm.
Cause I'm gonna ask God, can I just watch this while I'm in the waiting room?
In purgatory.
Heaven.
Oh, okay. Okay. Heaven. When you say waiting room, I think purgatory, because that's like that's where you're waiting to decide.
No. I'm in the actual waiting room.
In heaven.
In heaven.
You just don't have a room yet.
Yeah, I don't have a condo yet.
What do you think it's going to look like when you start to shift off your mortal coil, and before you get to the heavenly planes, is there going to be a rider on the hill, you know, beckoning you to come towards the light? Is there going to be a guy on a horse, or is there going to be somebody in a car? Who's going to be your shepherd to take you to? Who would you have personified in form? What do you think?
It would be the space cabbie.
Space cabbie.
Yeah.
Get in, James.
Is there a class system, a caste system in heaven? You know, can I go to those white towers and stay? Can I just pick where I want to stay?
Huh? Interesting.
Or is it designated by the good spirit himself? You know, does he designate? If that's the case, then, you know, I just got to take what he wants to give me. You know, he's like, well, here's what we got here, James. We got a list of all your good deeds here. You know, it's pretty thick. However, you didn't know that I was watching you as you was watching Free Use MILF, Brazzers, Pornhub, X-Hamster, and you went to town on those. You went to town on those a lot. And with that, you have to combine that just like you do with your taxes, and you're going to have to take some cuts. So you get to stay in this, you know, it's not a bad, it's a good one bedroom,
mm-hmm.
one bathroom apartment here in heaven. And I just got to say, thank you, Lord. I mean, I got to take what I can get.
You got to take what you get.
I did it because I can't lie to you. I can't lie mm-hmm, to you. Mm-hmm. You know what I did.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to take the one bedroom apartment in heaven. Do you think, as of right now, what kind of living quarters will you receive?
Mine will kind of look like a Japanese bathhouse.
Okay.
You know, just very simple, rustic.
It'll have that same little
walls.
Drop thing from Kill Bill.
Bloop, yeah, it'll just.
Bloop, bloop. You'll have that. Okay.
And the snow will just be lightly falling.
And you have snow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just lightly falling, and there'll be a little fire. You know, some dumplings boiling on the stove. And then Lucy Liu and Psylocke.
So Psylocke exists in heaven.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, they all come in.
Wow.
Lucy Liu from Kill Bill and Psylocke. And Vivica A. Fox, actually, with the
Not role. Lucy Liu from Charlie's Angels.
No. Lucy Liu from Kill Bill. Mm. That's my heavenly estate. And it was Logan wearing the brown suit, who beckoned me on the hill saying, "Follow me, bub."
You know? And these are holographic projections, right?
These are actual, like, Alex Ross drawings of these characters coming into, if you don't know, you gooks, drawing me in and you know, showing me around, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, where's James? James, where's James?
Mm-hmm.
We were supposed to leave around the same time, mm-hmm. you know?
But I'm at the bottom of the clouds.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes, you're down the steep stone walkway. I have to go down this mountain to see you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm at the top.
So you're on Mount Olympus.
I wouldn't say Olympus. Let's just say it's Mount Fuji for now.
Okay.
And then I have to go up another staircase, and I find this elaborate shogun style house, and that's where you've been sitting.
So
there.
It's all Japanese. It's a Japanese heaven.
I guess so. Yeah.
Hmm.
Or do you think you'd be able to move around? Could you move around like one side of it would be all Japanese, like feudal Japan, and then get to the other side of it and it's like LA in the future, clean and pristine?
I think it would be that LA from Predator 2.
But that's hell, isn't it? Isn't that more? What if we think we're going to heaven and we end up in Predator 2?
Fighting for our lives every day.
But no predator in sight. We're just fighting gangs with Danny Glover.
What? So what is your hell then? What is your hell?
My hell?
Mm-hmm.
Being in a box.
Just being in a box.
You put me in a box? Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
God damn.
That's a hell.
You bury me in the earth in a box?
Mm-hmm.
That's hell.
Mm.
Yeah, don't ever put me in a box.
Mm-hmm. You want to be cremated.
Put me somewhere.
Uh-huh.
Just not in a box.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ooh. What about you? What's your hell before we end this facade?
My hell would be a prison cell.
Mm.
With a guy that's, you know, at least 7 feet tall, very muscular, and very horny.
I think you'd do okay.
I don't think I'll be okay.
You're a big guy.
I don't think I'll be. I can't fight every day.
Yeah, you can't fight every day.
Sooner or later, I'll give in. Yeah.
You can't give in.
You can't give in.
You think I'd make it?
Mm-hmm.
One day in maximum security prison?
In Gotham City? Oh, yeah, you'll make it. As long as you say you like some, you know, you killed a few priests in a church, I'm sure nobody will mess with you.
Could have taken that a lot of ways, and I appreciate you letting me go out on the high ground by being mm-hmm. a priest, by being a priest murderer.
Because if you just went in on a misdemeanor, you're dead.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hi, guys. I'm just here for a couple of days.
All right, right. Yeah. They're going to get you. Yeah. And I don't even think, fuck you. I don't think they're going to fuck you. I think they're just going to get you.
Oh, they'd kill me?
They're going to just traumatize you for the rest of your life. And, you know, you just have to deal with it.
They traumatized me until I thought fucking never felt so good.
Nope, just until probably you kill yourself.
And that's the show, kids. Mm-hmm. Thanks for tuning in. Remember, whatever we said at the end of the day, it is just fiction, okay? Now, I'm sorry if we didn't get to your request. We did have one more in here. I think this came from my roommate / better half / the mother of my son.
Why not?
Fried testicles and honey roasted nipples.
Why the testicles had to be fried? The nipples?
I don't know.
I
don't know. Honey roasted nipples, yeah.
Well, why the fried testicles?
She, it was an open-ended question. I said, what do you want us to talk about? And she threw that out there. So
sound like that's some Fear Factor stuff.
Yeah, right? Some fried testicles.
And honey roasted nipples.
Didn't Chevy Chase eat fried testicles on that Funny Farm movie?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there you go. We talked about it. Any burning desires, you know where to hit us up on the Comic-Cons podcast, gmail.com, or on the Twitter /X, or on the OnlyFans, or on the Instagrams. We're there. And stay safe out there, kids.
Because Lord Vader is watching.
Lord Vader is watching. And so is Deathbird with those tits.
Oh. Hello, how are you? You doing good? Doing good, man. Yeah.